Breakup is done and greenup is well underway, and so is the summer road construction season.
It is the beginning of construction season for us. This is definitely when you see people and projects really kicking off. So you'll notice just about every road in Alaska, you'll see some kind of a construction project.
Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says most of the work motorists will encounter in northern Alaska this summer are maintenance projects, like the one that got underway Monday on a stretch of the Richardson Highway from Birch Lake to Delta Junction, beginning in an area just east of Tenderfoot Hill, where permafrost buckles have turned the roadway into a sort of roller coaster.
For the next 10 days or so, you'll see our crews out there, and they will be working on resurfacing the road in areas where the pavement is starting to disintegrate.
Bailey says that and other preventive maintenance projects are intended to fix such immediate problems as potholes and frost heaves and to make the road surface last longer.
The goal there is really to extend the life of the surface so that we don't have to go in and do a costly reconstruction. We're just extending the life by doing these patching jobs.
Bailey says the department will do only a few road construction projects this summer in northern Alaska, like the work on Noble Street in Fairbanks and on a stretch of the Parks Highway north of Denali Village, where the department will resume work begun last year on a wall to block rock slides from reaching the roadway.
Last year we went in and we stabilized the slope. We removed any of the rocks that weren't very stable. And this year we'll go in and repave that area.
Bailey says the department has a few more road maintenance and construction projects farther south on the parks, around Wasilla, and on the Glen and Seward highways around Anchorage and on the Kenai. On the Richardson Highway, there'll be work underway around Banner Creek near the Fairbanks North Star Borough boundary, also around the junction of the Toke Cutoff and at the other end where it intersects with the Alaska Highway, and near the junction of the Rich and Edgerton highways about 80 miles north of Valdez. Bailey says motorists should approach the construction zones slowly and proceed carefully.
Slow down. Make sure that you're not talking on your cell phone and that you're focused on the road. Follow the signs and pay attention to the workers and the equipment.
Bailey says motorists can check a couple of websites to find out where road work is underway. They are 511.alaska.gov and alaskanavigator.org. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.